Hi, this is Mikayla from customer support. How may I assist you?
Yes, my name is Mrs. Thompson. I have a problem with my bank, and they gave me your number to call for $54.95.
Okay. Ma'am?
That is not a legitimate transaction. I don't know what that is for. What's General Music Best Solution? What is that?
Well, this is you contacted a third-party call center. We represent over 400 companies, so we would have to have an account up to see exactly what company is billing you and why. So could you provide me with your zip code?
34120.
Okay, and I got the last name Thompson. What was the first name again?
A-I-N-O.
Okay, 1 second. I can't believe this is your account here. Could you verify your address for me?
1642 Birdie Drive.
Okay, so I do see that the attempt to bill those $54.95 was declined. So we can cancel the subscription now so you're not billed again in the future and that $54.95 doesn't go through. But I do want to explain why there was an attempt to bill that $54.95. So on December the 11th, you entered into a drawing for a chance to win the cookware. You paid $7.95, which was an entry fee. If you won that initial drawing, it would have been shipping, and they would have shipped out that cookware. It informs you in the terms, though, that if you don't win that initial drawing, you agree to be entered into another drawing, a monthly recurring drawing, for a better chance at winning that cookware. So each month, the amount of people in the drawing decreases.
Is this the cookware?
Yes, ma'am. So it was for a drawing.
But I was billed for $7 and some change. That's a legitimate. Where did that $54.95 come from? It says my cookware is being shipped tomorrow.
You received an email saying it was being shipped out tomorrow?
Well, that's what I read in something today. Yeah, I've been billed for $7.95 for pots and pans for cookware. Yeah, and that has cleared. Now, where did this $54.95 come from?
Yes, ma'am. So that's what I was just trying to explain. So you initially pay $7.95 as an entry fee. If you win that initial drawing, because it's a drawing, it's a sweepstakes. There's other people in the drawing trying to win that cookware as well.
I really made a mess.
Yeah, but if you receive the email saying that it's going to be shipped out, then that
well,
may mean you want it, but we don't handle that part.
And then this $54.95 is not going to occur. Then is that what it is?
Right. So it shows decline. So you won't be billed again. And if you receive that email, you most likely won. We don't have that information. That's handled by someone else. We just are able to see, like, the, you know, order.
Okay. Right.
But if you receive
the whole thing. Thank you so much for your time. I'm sorry to be so, like, I didn't know what was going on.
You're fine. I understand.
And So if the cookware comes, that means I won, and then when is that $54.95 going to be canceled?
So the $54.95 is not going to come out because I see that it was declined by your bank. If you won,
yeah, I know,
then it...
But they're not going to release my card until this thing is clear.
So we did cancel out any future charges for this account, so it won't attempt to bill again.
Because I just spoke to the bank before I called you, and they said that the card is inactive as of whatever, yesterday or two, you know. So I can't use my card, but that's another issue. And
so you can inform your bank that you spoke with us. You won't be billed. We did cancel the account, so it won't attempt to bill that $54.95 again. if you did win the cookware, they'll use that $7.95 that you already paid for shipping. So you just have to check your email about that.
Yeah, that is paid. And I checked my account today, my account today, and you know, online, and that has the check has cleared. I mean, the payment has cleared, and then someplace along the way, I had a message that it was going to be shipped tomorrow. So, but now, if I don't get the shipment, let's say that's part of the fraud. What happens to the $54.95? Are you canceling that permanently then or what?
Yes, ma'am. So the whole account was canceled out. So you won't be billed again for that. The only thing you'll be billed is the $7.95. And so
I paid for that already. Yeah, I paid for that.
That's what I'm
already.
Saying. That's the only charge that you'll see
that
from
with,
us.
Yeah, I'll dispute that with, okay. That's another issue, yeah.
Well, you don't
have to
dispute that if you're stating that you, you know, no longer want to be entered into that drawing or be shipped out. We can refund that for you because disputing it, the bank will just charge it back because they'll contact us and they'll confirm that all the information matches and then they'll charge the charge back.
Oh, boy, what a mess. I'm so sorry. It's my fault for even going into this thing of cookware and seeing that it's whatever it was, $7.95. It sounded like a real wonderful deal. I was going to give it to one of my children, and you know, for Christmas present. And So you say that you're canceling the $54.95. Is that what you're saying? Yes.
It never went through, and the account was canceled, so it's not going to go through.
Okay.
Is what I'm
saying. But the bank said it was. We
canceled the account, so it won't attempt to bill again. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you very much. You've been very, very nice. Thank you.
My pleasure. You have a great night.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.